ಸದಾಶಿವಸಮಾರಂಭಾಂ ಶಂಕರಾಚಾರ್ಯಮಧ್ಯಮಾಂ ಅಸ್ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪರ್ಯಂತಾಂ ವಂದೇ ಗುರು ಪರಂಪರಾಂ.
ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 8 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 21.
ಹವ್ಯಕ್ತೋಕ್ಷರ ಇತ್ಯುಕ್ತಃ ತಮಾಹುಃ ಪರಮಾಂ ಗತಿಂ ಯಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ನ ನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ತದ್ಧಾಮ ಪರಮಂ ಮಮ.
In this eighth chapter, Lord Krishna answering the seventh question asked by Arjuna, the Prayana Kala Smaranam. If a person remembers Bhagavan at the time of death, he can reach to Brahmaloka and attains Krama Mukti. So there are two types of destinations. There are two types of destinations. One is Brahmaloka, another is Swargaloka. Swargaloka is a finite goal, one who reach there by performing rituals. Kevala karma. Kevala karma dvara parichinna Swargaloka phalam prapnoti. After exhausting the punya, the person comes back again to take another body. Whereas another goal is Brahmaloka by Nishkama Karma, Nishkama Upasana Dvara, person reach to Brahmaloka, then gets Krama Mukti. So these are the two goals. So two types of travelers, two types of goals, and two types of paths also Lord Krishna going to enumerate. How they travel? What are the two paths to travel for these two travelers? Two sadhakas or two travelers to reach two destinations. Now you got two destinations, two travelers. Up till now we have got, what are the two destinations? One is Swargaloka, another is Brahmaloka. The two travelers are Kevala Karmi and Nishkama Upasaka or Nishkama Karmi. So these two travelers are different. In the eighth chapter, our traveler we are talking is Nishkama Upasaka, the one who gets Krama Mukti. What are those two margas whom also he is going to give in the later slokas? In this 21st shloka, Lord Krishna says whom he is reaching, whom he attains after Krama Mukti, that he presents. Whatever you attain here at the time of Sadyo Mukti, at the time of Jivan Mukti, same only you get there also. Krama Mukti phalam and Jivan Mukti phalam are one and the same. But Krama Mukti is after death. Jivan Mukti is while you are alive. Therefore, look into the 21st shloka. That Paramatma whom he attains is Aksharaha Avyaktaha. Do you remember Avyakta number 1, Avyakta number 2? Avyakta number 1 is Maya. Avyakta number 2 is consciousness, Chaitanyam Brahma. That Avyakta here, Akshara means what? Imperishable, Avyaktam, unmanifest. That Paramam Gatim, the ultimate supreme goal is that Aksharam Brahma, not any formed God. Even after Kramamukti also, he has to study Shastra there and he has to understand only Nirgunam Brahma. Nirgunam Brahma is unmanifest. You cannot see with your eyes. Formed God is Aparaprakriti, lower. Kapalishwarar is a lower nature of God. Parthasarathi also is a lower nature of God. Guruvayurappa is also a lower nature of God. Whomever you worship, your Ishta Devata, Kuladaivam, all are lower nature of God. That is not real nature, fake nature. Through fake nature, you have to attain real nature. But people, once they hold on to fake nature, unreal nature, they are not ready to give up. We develop attachment towards that. Bhagavan says, I am not that. That is my real nature. Bhagavan says, no, this is only your real nature. We say, where Bhagavan says, here only Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan tells, hey Arjuna, none of my bhakta is ready to know my real nature. Bhagavan is telling in Bhagavad Gita itself. They see me as Manusham Rupam. I am Amanushaha, Rupam less, formless. They are not trying to understand. Even the teacher is talking every week, years together, but they are not taking her words wholeheartedly. Wholeheartedly they are not taking, but wholeheartedly they are taking. H-O-L-E. They are leaving the essence in Artham. They are leaving the essence and not trying to understand. If any teacher says higher God, real God, they say, ungalku bhaktiye illanu, they are thinking that is wrong. My higher nature, avyaktaha, aksharaha, paramam gatim, yam prapyana nivartante. Here one important point you have to note. See, God is infinite, formless. The formless God, what we are talking, reaching, is all-pervading. It can be only one, that is consciousness. Formless God is only one, it is consciousness. Any form is finite, limited. Space-wise limitation, time-wise limitation comes. So time-wise, space-wise limitation, free God must be what? Formless. And Krishna or any God, you take Rama, are time bound. Those forms are time bound. Therefore, you see the inner nature of Rama and Krishna, that is consciousness. It is beyond time and beyond space. But what about this form? Neela Meghashyama, Pundarikaksha, all these, what are these forms? Ippudane Padnan Swamini. Balam Mukundam Manasasmarami. That is my unreal Vesham, Bhagavan says. My unreal nature. So enjoy the unreal nature, understand the real nature. Enjoy the lower nature. What to enjoy? Eat prasadam. Murku, Chidai, Krishnashtami. Enjoy the lower nature, formed God, and you do Navami, Ashtami, Skanda Shashti, no pannu, enjoy pannu. But understand his real nature. If you don't understand, life is miserable. Mam apnuvanti prapya ya nivartante, they will not come back. Tad dhama paramam mama, that is my higher abode. That is my higher abode. They will not come back, means they will not take any other body. They will not suffer with vyadhi, jara, marana. They attain me alone. Next shloka. Up to here we saw in the last class. Shloka 22. Purushasya parah parthaṁ bhaktya labhyastvananyaya yasyantasthani bhutani
ஏன சர்வமிதம் ததம்.
ஹே பார்த்த, ஓ அர்ஜுனா, பிருத்தாயாக புத்திர பார்த்த, குந்தி தேவி அதர் நேம் இஸ் பிருத்தா, தேர்ஃபோர் அர்ஜுனா நேம் இஸ் கால்டு பார்த்த. சஹா புருஷா, தட் புருஷா ஹூம் ஐ ஹவ் மென்ஷன் இன் த ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோக, அக்ஷர புருஷான், புருஷோக்ஷரா அக்ஷர புருஷா, தட் அக்ஷரா புருஷா அனன்யா பக்த்யா லப்யா, தட் சுப்ரீம் காட் ஃபார்ம்லெஸ் நிர்குணம் பிரம்மன் கேன் பி அட்டெயின்ட் ஓன்லி பை எ சச் டிவோஷன், அனன்யா அன்டிவைடட் டிவோஷன். அன்டிவைடட் டிவோஷன் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? பகவான் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட், ஐ ஆம் டிஃபரெண்ட், He is staying somewhere far away, He is omniscient, I am alpecient. This is called division. This Bheda Bhavana, this Bheda Bhavana is there as long as you cannot attain that Nirgunam Brahman. You cannot attain the Supreme Lord. If you won't attain Supreme Lord, you cannot come out of insecurity, sorrow. You want to come out of insecurity, sorrow, you have to understand na anya pantha ayanaya vidyate, there is no other way, there is no other route. You have to understand purushaha saha paraha. Paraha means supreme, paraha means supreme. Ananyaya bhaktya, அனன்யா அன்டிவைடட் பக்தியா உபாசனையா இத்தியர்த்தா, மீன்ஸ் தட் பகவான் இஸ் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் மீ, வித் ஒன் பாயிண்டட் மைண்ட் ஐ ஹாவ் டு டூ உபாசனா. இன் நாரத பக்தி சூத்திர நாரத டெல்ஸ் வாட் இஸ் தட் பக்தி, ஐ ஹாவ் டு யுனைட் வித் காட் ஆஸ் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ், ஜீவாத்மா பரமாத்மா ஐக்கிய பாவனை. நமக்கு என்னென்ன தாசன் தாசனா இருக்கிறது ரொம்ப சந்தோஷம். ஹவு கேன் ஐ பி ஈஸ்வரா? பீப்புள் வாண்ட் டு என்ஜாய் சுகர், தே டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு பிகம் சுகர். ஐ வாண்ட் டு என்ஜாய் சுகர், ஐ டோன்ட் வாண்ட் டு பிகம் சுகர். தட்ஸ் ஐ வாண்ட் டு என்ஜாய் காட், ஐ மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிம், ஐ மேக் யூஸ் ஆஃப் ஹிம், but I don't want to become a god. For that we say, even you enjoy sugar also, that sugar goes where? After enjoying, consuming the sugar, sugar remain outside separately. Once you enjoy, what will happen to that sugar? It has become one with you, it has become one with you. There is no sugar separately. Like that, even you say that I enjoy Bhagavan, one day or other you have to recognize you and Bhagavan is one. Therefore, we have to understand ananyaya bhaktya nishkama bhaktya ityarthya jnana lakshanaya bhaktya, jnana lakshana bhakti dvara saguna bhakti you continue afterwards also. After Nirguna Brahma Jnanam also, Saguna Bhakti you can continue. There is nothing wrong whom they understand that undivided Bhakti Dvara, Saha Purushaha Labhyaha, Mahatah Param Avyaktam Avyaktat Purushah Paraha, Purushanna Param Kinchit Sa Kashta Sa Paragatihi Katopanishad. First chapter, third section, 10th shloka, யமதர்மராஜ டெல்ஸ் புருஷான்ன பரம் கிஞ்சித், அதர் தேன் தட் புருஷா தெர் இஸ் நோ ஹையஸ்ட் திங். புருஷான்ன பரம் கிஞ்சித், நாட் ஓன்லி தட் சா காஷ்டா சா பராகதி, தட் இஸ் த ஓன்லி அல்டிமேட். பட் யூ வர்ஷிப் யுவர் இஷ்ட தேவதா இஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் சம் டைம் ஃபார் யுவர் சித்தசுத்தி. that Ishtadevata Prarthana, Ishtadevata Puja gives Chitta Shuddhi, prepares you, but you are not ready to know that Parapurushaha, whom you are worshipping, his real nature, you don't understand that God is also helpless. He cannot remove your sorrow. Avar enna solraru, if you want to remove your sorrow, you understand my real nature. Namma enna pandrom, enakku sorrow matram poganum, I don't want to understand you anna. Then Bhagavan says, I am helpless. If you don't understand my higher nature, you cannot come out of your sorrow. Moonja apdida irukum epo. Once in a while, okay. Many times, not okay. இதெல்லாம் இருக்கும் அப்பா. நம்ம பழகிட்டோம். We are all used to, like that fisherman woman, no? They are all used to that smell. They are all used to that fish smell. If you keep them the jasmine flowers box, they cannot sleep.
Saha purushaha labhyaha ananyaya bhaktya. By undivided devotion, alone that Supreme Lord can be attained. Who is that Supreme Lord? He is explaining. Now, next line. Yasya antasthani bhutani. This Supreme Lord in whom all beings are there. Yasya antasthani bhutani. All beings are within that Lord alone. Just as all earthenwares are within the clay alone. All golden ornaments are within the gold. They are not separate from the gold. Antah bahischa yasarvam vyapya narayana sthitaha. The Lord is inside and outside of this entire creation. Lord is not separate from the creation. All beings are within that Supreme Purusha. Yasya antasthani. That means karya bhutani ityarthaha. All products are karyam. All ornaments are products. They are all karyam. All ornaments, what is the cause? Gold is the cause. So all ornaments are products karyam. Where are they? Swarna antasthani. They are all in swarnam. Without swarnam they cannot exist. Karyam cannot exist without its cause. All earthenwares, they are all existed in the clay. So they are all products. Their cause is what? Clay. Like that, all beings are products. They are all karyam. Who is their karanam? Their karanam is parah purushaha. Akshara purushaha is the karanam. Therefore, sarvani bhutani yasya antasthani, yasya purushasya antasthani. Purushaha means what? Paramatma. Why Paramatma is called Purushaha? Purayati sarvam iti Purushaha. The one who fills everything is called Purushaha. Or Puri Sheti iti Purushaha. The one who resides in the body is called Purushaha. Saha Purushaha. Purnatvat Purushaha. Such purushaha bhutani antasthani. Yasya purushasya antasthani. Now all ornaments are in gold. All ornaments are in gold means what? Ornaments doesn't exist separate from gold. Similarly, all beings are in parah purushaha means all beings cannot exist without purushaha. That means what? Purushaha means consciousness. All beings are in consciousness. Not we are telling, I am a human being, I have consciousness. We say, I am a human being, I have consciousness. Shastra says that statement is not correct. I am consciousness, all beings are in me, I should say. For that I used to give
one example all the time, again recollect. What we say, space is in the pot, we say. Space is in the pot. Space is in the pot is also correct. But really speaking, pot is in the space. Hall is there in the, space is there in the hall, or space is there in the hall, or hall is in the space. Hall is in the space. Similarly, people say what? God is kadavul ulla irukar nu solran. Ulla irukar. I have consciousness. But what should I say? I am consciousness with an incidental bodies. All bodies are in me. All bodies are in me. That is the meaning. Idam sarvam yena tatam. Idam sarvam, the entire universe. Idam sarvam, all this whatever you are seeing, they're all within tatam yena, by that consciousness. Yena purushena tatam pervaded. By him, the Brahman alone, everything is pervaded. Gold is pervaded or not in all ornaments? Gold is pervading in all ornaments. Similarly, Brahman, the Chaitanyam, consciousness pervading everywhere. Everywhere means in this also, body also. So the consciousness is there. Even in Kapalishwara also that is there. Even Parthasarathi also it must be there. All pervading. என்ன கபாலேஸ்வரர் பார்த்தசாரதிக்கிட்ட இல்லை, பார்த்தசாரதி கபாலேஸ்வரர் கோயிலில் இல்லை. அண்ட் ஹூ இஸ் தேர் அண்ணா? சர்வம் தத்தம் ஏன சர்வம் உச்சி புருஷேன தத்தம் அண்ணா. கபாலேஸ்வரர் பார்த்தசாரதி அண்ட் எவ்ரிவேர் திஸ் புருஷா தி சைத்தன்யம் பிரம்மா இஸ் பர்வேடட். எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் பர்வேடட் பை தட் புருஷா. எவ்ரி திங் இன்க்ளூடிங் யுவர் பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் ஆல்சோ. கண்ணுக்கு காணுமே அண்ணா. That all-pervading one always you cannot see. All-pervading space, can you see? Now we are sitting in this hall. Can you see the space? You cannot see. Why? It is all-pervading. All-pervading you can never see. Space e paaka mudiyala. Bhagavan, in whom the space is there, that Bhagavan, all-pervading, Chaitanyam Brahma, how can you see? Only one way you can understand that consciousness Brahman, I myself, not body mind, the awareer, consciousness, I am, recognize. Next shloka, shloka 23. Now with this 22nd shloka, Lord Krishna completed two types of destinations completed. Now two types of paths, margams, he is explaining how these karmi and upasaka travel after death. We are not talking about a jnani here. Jnani ki no travel. The one who study Bhagavad Gita every third Wednesday, he is going to get what? Jivan Mukti. Therefore there is no travel. You want to travel? You don't want to travel. So, for those people, there is no gati. There is no path, there is no travel. There is no gati means what, Swamini? Avangal gatiye illiya anna. Agati anna. Agati means what? There is no travel. There is no necessity of travel. They recognize I am all-pervading consciousness. How can I travel? Where can I go? To go, I am also there also. I am. If I go to Kailasam, I am there. I cannot go there. Because I am all pervading, how can I go? If I am here, if I am not there only, I can travel. As a consciousness, I cannot travel. Therefore, this is not for Gita students. This is non-Gita students. For them only. Okay, travel. Oh, what are those paths?
யத்ர காலே த்வனாவ்ருத்திம் யத்ர காலே த்வனாவ்ருத்திம் ஆவ்ருத்திம் சைவ யோகினஹ.
ப்ரயாதாயாந்தி தம் காலம்
வக்ஷாமி பரதர்ஷபா. பரதர்ஷபா, ஓ அர்ஜுனா, ப்ரீவியஸ் ஸ்லோக பார்த்தா நம்ம அர்ஜுனா பரதர்ஷபா. பரதர்ஷபா மீன்ஸ் ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் a bull you can recognize in the midst of cattle. It is so huge, so strong, so powerful. Bull, Rishabham means bull. Among so many cattles, this bull stands separately, very very magnanimously it stands, so powerful. Like that, Arjuna, you are like a bull among all these warriors. They are all like cattle. You are so powerful, strong. Just glorification of Arjuna. That's why Bharatarshabha. Among Bhartavamsha people, you are like a bull and standing apart with so power, so much courage, so much valor, you are standing. So praising the Sishya. தூங்க கூடாது இல்லையோ, ஒரே ஒரு சிஷ்யன். அதனால பரதர்ஷபான் இந்த ப்ரொனன்சியேஷன் பண்ணும் போது தூக்கம் போயிடும். ஹே பரதர்ஷபா, வக்ஷாமி, ஐ ஆம் கோயிங் டு டீச் யூ, ஐ ஷால் ஸ்பீக் அபவுட். வக்ஷாமி அபவுட் வாட்? தம் காலம். தம் காலம் மீன்ஸ் தட், தோஸ் டூ பாத்ஸ், தோஸ் டூ ரூட்ஸ், டூ மார்காஸ். காலம் மீன்ஸ் ஹியர் நாட் டைம். காலம் மீன்ஸ் நாட் டைம் பட் ரூட், மார்கம். காலம் இஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹியர் அகாராந்த புல்லிங்க தித்தியா ஏகவச்சனம். காலம் மார்க, ஏன மார்க்கேண பிரயாத்தாக. பிரயாத்தாக மீன்ஸ் டிபார்ட்டிங். தீஸ் டூ சோல்ஸ் மீன்ஸ் கர்மி ஆஃப்டர் டெத், உபாசகா after death, how they travel, which path they travel. Prayata means departing, traveling people. Brahma gacchanti yatra kale tu yoginaha yanti anavrittim chaiva avrittim. By which paths yogis attain the world of non-return. Yoginaha உபாசகாக, யோகினஹா மீன்ஸ் உபாசகாக. ஹியர் யூ ஹாவ் டு சப்ளை யோகினஹா. யோகீஸ் அட்டெயின் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் நான் ரிட்டன் அண்ட் த வேர்ல்ட் ஆஃப் ரிட்டன். ஹியர் டூ மீனிங்ஸ். யோகிக்கு யோகினஹா இஸ் எ பும்லிங்க, நகாராந்த புல்லிங்க பகுவச்சனம். ஹியர் யோகினா மீன்ஸ் கேவல கர்மி அண்ட் நிஷ்காம உபாசக. கேவல கர்மி ஆல்சோ கேன் பி கால்ட் ஆஸ் யோகி அண்ட் உபாசக ஆல்சோ கால்ட் ஆஸ் யோகி. யோகினா யாந்தி. தட் எகெயின் பைஃபர்கேஷன் இஸ் கோயிங் டு டூ லேட்டர் ஸ்லோக. நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக, யோகீஸ் அட்டெயின் த ட்ராவலர்ஸ் த பிலிக்ரிம்ஸ் ஞானயோகேன சாங்கியானாம் கர்மயோகேன யோகினாம் சொன்னார் இல்லையா. ஸோ தீஸ் டூ பாத்ஸ், ஒன் பாத் இஸ் ஆவருத்திம் பாத், அனதர் பாத் இஸ் அனாவிருத்தி. ஆவருத்தி மீன்ஸ் ரிட்டர்னிங் பாத். இஃப் யூ கோ பை ஒன் பாத் யூ வில் கம் பேக். இஃப் யூ கோ பை அனதர் பாத் யூ வில் நாட் கம் பேக். If you go by one path, you will get again birth, janana, marana, samsara, chakra. If you go by another path, you will not come back again getting janana, marana, samsara, chakra, won't be there. Avritti means return. With return ticket, he goes. Anavritti means without return ticket. That's why after getting visa, if you go and return ticket only, you have to come. You have to show the return ticket also, otherwise they won't allow you.
That is called return ticket. Avritti. Anavritti means there is no return ticket. You can stay happily there and get moksha, krama mukti. So avrittim anavrittim prayata yanti tam vakshami tam kalam tam margam tam root. That root I am going to tell you. Vakshami, I shall speak about that path. Returnless, returnable. One goal is returnable goal, another goal is non-returnable. So path also same. Returnable path, non-returnable path. What are those two paths? Next shloka he is going to say. Agnir Jyotirah Shuklah. Shanmasa Uttarayanam. Tatra Prayata Gacchanti. Brahma Brahma Mido Janaham. Now, 24th shloka, he gives the non-returnable path, that non-returnable loka, he gives. In 25th, returnable path, he gives. Returnable route. Now, tatra. Tatra means by that bright path. Now, I am going to talk about two goals, two paths, two travelers. So first he is talking about upasakas. Nishkama upasakas path. Nishkama upasakas destination already we know, Brahmaloka. That path he is going to talk. What is that path? Prayataha means the traveling people, the departing souls. Marana anantaram. Okay, marana anantaram now understood. Marana anantaram prayataha, those people who are travelling tatra devayana shukla margena prayataha. Tatra means devayana shukla marge prayataha nishkama upasakaha. And the tatra la avad meaning irukke. Tatra, among these two travellers, one traveller who did nishkama upasana, that traveller, that marga is Agnihi. Agni Devata is there. Invite him. He he heeti ahutayaha. They invite, they put red carpet. Vango, 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 and they invite. First Agni Devata invites. Bright path anartha. Shukla means this is Shukla Gati. Next one the Krishna Gati. Shukla Marga, Krishna Marga. Shukla means white, bright path. White, bright path, who will be there? Agni will be there. Agni Devata. Here Agni Devata Abhimani. That Kala means that Margala Agni Devata is one who guide. Agni Devata hand over this traveler to Jyotihi Devata. Like this, when a ship comes from other countries, they want to move all over. So what they do, all countries when they are going, from that country one guide will come up to India. Then that guide will go to his back to his country. From India to another country, here one guide will be there to guide them. And after finishing this country, that guide will drop them there and he come back. They will take another guide there. Like that people, we have no many guides. Shukla Marga also, when the traveler is traveling, first guide is Agni Devata. Agni Devata come along with this traveler, Nishkama Upasaka. After some distance, this is, you know, you are wonderful, you have done lot of punya, you are so fortunate. Ella ivaru jalra podinde kutit pova. Appuram now this is the gate, another devata comes. Now you are entering Jyotir Devata and path. Go, please enter. And in the Agni Devata, he will come back. He will stay there, but traveler, taken care of by another guide. Who is the second guide? Jyotir Devata. Jyoti is bright or dark? Bright. So bright Jyoti Devata is there to take care of this traveler. Please come, what a punya you have done. You have remembered God at the time of death. Oh, what are all sadhanas you did? That Devata asked, interviewed. From how long you were doing that sadhana? What age you have started? How you could remember God at the time of death? Idella kepa illana yaru varamaatappa enakku work illa, people are not coming to this path. Very rarely people come. Somehow you have come. Na solra chuma idella kaniyadu idella exaggeration. Naturally that devatas are annoyed, no, after seeing this person. Then Jyoti Devata hand over this traveler to Ahaha, Ahar Devata. Ahaha means Ahar Devata. Again, Nakaranta Pullingaha Ahan Shabdaha. Ahaha Ahani Ahani. So, that day Devata, light, daylight Devata, he handovers. Ahade Ahaha Abhimani Devata. Then that Ahar Devata hand over this traveler, a same traveler, next to Shukla Devata, Shukla Paksha Devata. Shukla Paksha Devata he hand over, bright fortnight. Shukla Paksha Devata means waxing moon and chulavanliya, and calendar lo kuda irukum Shukla Paksham and chulavanliya, and the Shukla Paksha Devata he hand over. How long he is na? Total this paksham is bright paksham is shanmasa uttarayanam, 6 months bright. Marga sirsha to vaishakhamasam, up to that time pongal to July vechukongale uttarayanam. Uttarayana kalamla he travels uttara dasham, uttara disham prati ayanam uttarayanam. ಉತ್ತರ ದಿಶಾಂ ಪ್ರತಿ ಅಯನಂ ಉತ್ತರಾಯಣಂ ಷಣ್ಮಾಸಾಃ. ಷಣ್ಮಾಸಾಃ ಅಂದರೆ 6 months ಆಫ್ ದ ಸನ್ಸ್ ನಾರ್ದರ್ನ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್. ಷಣ್ಮಾಸಾಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮಾಸಾಃ, ಎಗೇನ್ ಅಕಾರಾಂತ ಪುಲ್ಲಿಂಗಃ. ಷಣ್ಮಾಸಾಃ 6 months ಆಫ್ ದ ಉತ್ತರಾಯಣಂ ದ ಸನ್ಸ್ ನಾರ್ದರ್ನ್ ಮೂಮೆಂಟ್. ಜನಾಃ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಿದಃ Brahma Gacchanti. After getting the guidance of these devatas, this Brahma Vidaha means Saguna Ishvara Upasakaha. Inna inga Bhagavad Gita classic varliye Nirguna Brahma Gnanathikaha varavele. Innamo chappu nirka nje pangave kashtapadra. So Saguna Brahma Upasakaha, Brahma Vidaha, Janaha, those people, those saguna upasakas, kim kutra gacchanti? Brahma gacchanti. Brahma means attain Brahman and kramamukti dvara. They attain kramamukti. Brahma gacchanti. So this is shuklagati upasakas. The traveler attain brahmaloka. What about this karmi? Avritti, path, kevala karmi, rituals. Now you see people, there are no upasakas also. Maximum people are doing what? Only rituals. Worshipping Bhagavan with sakamataya. Keva nishkama upasakas are very rare. Vedanta students are rarest. Very, very, very rare. And nishkama upasakas are also rare. Maximum people are what? Sakama karmis. Maximum. That's why that path is very rush. Always busy. What are those people traveling which path? Dhumo ratristatha Krishna. Shanmasa dakshinayanam. Tatra chandramasam jyotihim. Yogi prapya nivartate. Yogi
those devatas, I said, Ahar Devata, Jyoti Devata, means intelligent principle in artha. Devata means what? Intelligent principle. This Ahar Devata, Jyoti Devata, all these devatas are none other than, they are all presiding deities. All put together Hiranyagarbha. They all put together Hiranyagarbha. Agni, Agni Devata, Jyoti Devata, Ahar Devata, Shukla Devata. They are all put together Hiranyagarbha Devata. So they are all working under Hiranyagarbha. Brahmaji, four-headed Brahmaji is called Hiranyagarbha. So he allowed these jobs to these devatas. Hey, you go, one person is ready, Nishkama Upasaka, all of you take your places, like in Amarnath when they are going, one place, one camp, military people are there. They take them to that camp and they stay there. Again, another group will take care of them, like that. So, Brahmaji instruct these devatas, all of you take care of this traveler. Now, Swargaloka, traveler. What is that? Krishna Gati. Krishna means dark. In the dark path, how is it? Dhumaha, Ratrihi, Krishnaha, Shanmasaha, Dakshinayanam. Dhumaha means Dhuma Devata. Dhuma means smoke. Smoke Devata. Smoke is also a Devata. Smoke is also a type of Devata, which is presided over by the deities of smoke. Indicate darker path. That Dhuma indicates the darker path. Then Ratrihi. Ratri Abhimani Devata. Ratri Devata. Another indicate, Ratri indicate another darkness. So, in the Karmi travelling path, ellam eppadi irukum theriyuma? Irutta irukum. Ippo namakku 11:55 current pochillayo, eppadi irukku? Appadi irukum. That path. So, romba irutta irukum. Like that they travel. Ratrihi. Then, Ratri Devata hand over this traveller to Krishna Devata. Krishna Paksha Devata. So, previous loka, Shukla Paksha Devata. Masana 15 days Shukla Paksham, 15 days Krishna Paksham. So moon waxing time, moon, the full moon is coming time, 15 days, 15 days. Amavasya, Pouranami, Vartika, Munna, middle, Rundu Paksham irukku. Shukla Paksham and Krishna Paksham. So here also, Krishna Paksha Devata, dark fortnight, veiling moon. Veiling moon. Moon குறைச்சுட்டே போகிறார் அமாவாசை வர போகிறதுன்னு அர்த்தம் அப்போ என்ன அர்த்தம் இருட்டாக இருக்கும் தேர் வேக்சிங்னா மூன் இஸ் இன்க்ரீஸிங் தேர் தட் சைட் சுக்லபக்ஷம் தென் ஷண்மாசாக தட்சிணாயனம் திஸ் பாத் இஸ் கால் தட்சிணாயனம் பாத் சதரன் டைரக்ஷன் இஸ் ட்ராவலிங் சதரன் டைரக்ஷன் என்ன தெரியுமோ எகெயின் மிருத்யு He will enter into another body, womb to tomb, tomb to womb again. So, Dakshinayana Devata. Sun travel from north to south. In previous travel, he is going towards north. Now, from north to south, Dakshinayanam. Moon is moving towards Dakshinayanam. That's why ella irutta irukum ippo. Udane sigrame sayankala irutta aidum. Brightness is very less. From January you take up to July, it's very bright. Ella vyadhi ipudha varum, in the season lo da varum. Krishna Paksha Devata, Shanmasaha Dakshinayanam. The 6 months of the sun's southern course. Dakshinayana Devata. There Uttarayana Devata, here Dakshinayana Devata means sun. Sun who is moving towards southern direction is also a Devata there. Yogi Chandramasam Jyotihi Prapya Nivartate. Yogi means non-upasaka, a ritualist, kevala karmi,
ಉಪಾಸನಾ ರಹಿತ ರಿಚುವಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ವಿತೌಟ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಕೇವಲ ಕರ್ಮಿ ಎಟೈನ್ಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಎಟೈನ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಚಾಂದ್ರಮಸಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ದ ಲೂನಾರ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಹೆವೆನ್. ಹಿಯರ್ ಚಾಂದ್ರಮಸಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹೆವೆನ್. ಚಾಂದ್ರಮಸಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಚಂದ್ರಮಸಿ ಭವಂ ಚಾಂದ್ರಮಸಂ ಬಿಲೋ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ. ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕ ಇಸ್ ಬಿಲೋ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಲೋಕ. ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಚಂದ್ರಲೋಕ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪಿತೃಲೋಕ ಇಸ್ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕ. ವೆರಿ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿ. ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಪಿತೃಲೋಕ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚಂದ್ರಲೋಕಕ್ಕೆ ಮಿಡಿಲ್ ಇರ್ಕಂ ಸ್ವರ್ಗಲೋಕ. ಸೊ ಚಾಂದ್ರಮಸಂ ಜ್ಯೋತಿ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ಹ್ಯಾವಿಂಗ್ ಗಾನ್ ದೇರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಅವರ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಪುಣ್ಯಂ ದೆನ್ ಸ್ಲೋಲಿ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ನಿವರ್ತಂತೆ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ಸ್. ದಿಸ್ ಮಾರ್ಗ ಈಸ್ ಇನ್ಫೀರಿಯರ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೆಸ್ ಪುಣ್ಯಂ ಹಿ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೇ ಅವಶ್ಯಂ ಅನುಭೋಕ್ತವ್ಯಂ ಕೃತಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಶುಭಾಶುಭಂ. ಅವಶ್ಯಂ ಅನುಭೋಕ್ತವ್ಯಂ. ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟೈನ್ಡ್ ಕ್ರಮ ಮುಕ್ತಿ, ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಕರ್ಮ ಹುಚ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಸಂಚಿತ. ಅವಶ್ಯಂ ಅನುಭೋಕ್ತವ್ಯಂ ಕೃತಂ ಕರ್ಮ ಶುಭಾಶುಭಂ ನಾಭುಕ್ತಂ ಕ್ಷೀಯತೆ ಕರ್ಮ ಜನ್ಮ ಕೋಟಿ ಶತೈರಪಿ. ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಯು ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಪಾಪ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಅನದರ್ ವೂಂಬ್. ಹುಚ್ ವೂಂಬ್? ಡೋಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ಕ್. ಎನಿ ವೂಂಬ್ ಹಿ ಮೇ ಎಂಟರ್ ಸೊಲ್ಲ ಮುಡಿಯಾದು. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಹಿ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ನೌ ದ ರಿಟರ್ನ್ಬಲ್ ಜರ್ನಿ ಹ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್. ಕೇವಲ ಕರ್ಮಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್. ನೌ ಯು ಸಿ ದ ಆಲ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಲಾಟ್? ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಲಾಟ್? ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಅಗೈನ್. ಇವ್ ರಿಚುವಲ್ಸೇ ಪಣ್ಣ ಅನ್ನ ಎನ್ನ ಹ್ಞೂ ಅಧೋಗತಿದ. ಇವನಿಗೆ ಕೊಂಚವಾದ ಅಟ್ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಕೊಂಚಂ ಪುಣ್ಯವಾದ ಇರುಕ್ಕೆ, ಬಟ್ ಒಂದುಮೇ ಪಣ್ಣಾದವನಿಗೆ ಅಧೋಗತಿ ಎನ್ನ. ನೀಚ ಜನ್ಮ ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್. ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಅಟ್ಲೀಸ್ಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಗೆಟ್ಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಗುಡ್ ಬಾಡಿ. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಬಿ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲ್ ವಿತ್ ಯುವರ್ ಕರ್ಮ, ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ಅದೇನು ತಮಿಳು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ವಿದೈ ವಿದೈ ಉಂಗ್ಳಿಗೆ ಪುರಿಂಜ ಬೋದು. ಅದು ಮಾದ್ರಿ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸೋ ದ ಸೀಡ್ ಯು ರೀಪ್ ದಟ್ ಫಲಂ ಅನ್ನರ್. ಅದು ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ಶುಕ್ಲ ಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ಗತಿ ಹೇತೇಂ ಜಗತ ಶಾಶ್ವತೇ ಮತೇಂ ಏಕಯಾತ್ಯನಾವೃತ್ತಿಂ ಅನ್ಯಯಾ ವರ್ತತೆ ಪುನಃ. ದಿ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಆರ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಂಪಲ್. ನೌ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್, ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಪಾತ್ಸ್. ಏತೇ ಗತಿ, ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಪಾತ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇ? ಶುಕ್ಲಗತಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಗತಿ, ಆರ್ ಶುಕ್ಲ ಮಾರ್ಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಮಾರ್ಗ, ಆರ್ ದೇವಯಾನ ಮಾರ್ಗ ಅಂಡ್ ಪಿತೃಯಾನ ಮಾರ್ಗ. ದೇವಯಾನ ಆರ್ ಪಿತೃಯಾನ. ಜಗತಃ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ದ ಟೂ ಪಾತ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಅಂಡ್ ಕರ್ಮಿ. ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಉಪಾಸಕ ಅಂಡ್ ಕರ್ಮಿ. ಶುಕ್ಲಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ಶುಕ್ಲಾಚ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಚ ಶುಕ್ಲಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ದ್ವಂದ್ವ ಸಮಾಸಂ. ದೇ ಆರ್ ನೋನ್ ಆ್ಯಸ್ ಶುಕ್ಲಕೃಷ್ಣೇ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರೈಟ್ ಪಾತ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡಾರ್ಕ್ ಪಾತ್. ಏತೇ ಬೋತ್ ಆಫ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆರ್ ಶಾಶ್ವತೇ ಮತೇ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಡ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಟರ್ನಲ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ ಲೋಕಾಸ್. ದೇ ಗೋ ಅಂಡ್ ಸ್ಟೇ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದೇರ್. ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಪಾತ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್. ಶಾಶ್ವತೆ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಜಾಬ್ ಮಾದ್ರಿ. ಐ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಯು ನೋ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಜಾಬ್. ಆಳೇ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಇಲ್ಲ, ಜಾಬ್ ಎನ್ನ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಮಾದ್ರಿ. ದೀಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್ ಹೀ ಲಿವ್ಸ್ ಲಾಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಅಂಟಿಲ್ ದಟ್ ಪುಣ್ಯ ಓವರ್. ದೇ ಲಿವ್ ಶುಕ್ಲ ಶುಕ್ಲಯ ಗತ್ಯ ಏಕಯಾ ಯಾತಿ ಅನಾವೃತ್ತಿ ಅನ್ಯಯ ಆವರ್ತತೆ ಪುನಃ. ಒನ್ ಪಾತ್ ಹಿ
he will not come back. By another path, he will come back. Now, this subject is not for us, understand. We are not working for travel or Shukla Gati or Krishna Gati. Okay? We are all working for what? No travel. No travel. We want to get Jivan Mukti. Atra eva. I want to recognize I am Brahman. Eppadiyavadu kashtapatti padichi. I have to say, Aham Brahmasmi. Before I am leaving this body. If I say, I am a Jivan Muktaha. இந்த கஷ்டம் எல்லாம் சுக்ல கிருஷ்ணா தேவயான பித்ரியான இதெல்லாம் எதுக்கு ரொம்ப நிம்மதியாக உட்கார்ந்து ஃபேனு கீழே உட்கார்ந்து அழகாக படிக்கலாம் இல்லையோ படிக்கிறோம். அது 9th சாப்டர்லேருந்து பகவான் டேக்ஸ் அகெயின் அவர் டாபிக். ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் அதர் பீப்புள். ஓகே, பக்தாஸுக்கு, உபாசகாஸுக்கு அண்ட் கேவல கர்மீஸுக்காக. திஸ் இஸ் நாட் அ ஜானீஸ் டாபிக். Our topic, where it comes in a 9th chapter onwards, Bhagavan beautiful presentation he gives. That we will see. After completing these two more slokas in the next class. Okay. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரி ஓம்.